Sergeant Thomas Durrant was awarded the Victoria Cross for his action at the St Nazaire raid on the 28th of March 1942. He was part of the No. 1 Commando Unit, who was attached with the Royal Navy Combined Operation Forces over there. And the main intention of the raid was to destroy the dry dock, which would force any large German warships in need of repairs, such as the Tirpitz, to return to the home waters rather than seek safe haven in the Atlantic coast. And he was part of the raid that was sent up there. He was in charge of a Lewis gun on board the HM Motor Launch 306. And as it came up the River Loire to the port of Saint-Nazaire, came under heavy fire from one of the German ships, destroyers that were in the river. In this action, he continued to fire. He got shot in the arm. But continued to fire at the destroyer. The motor launch was illuminated by enemy searchlights, so he continued to draw fire from the enemy. He got hit further in the legs and the arms and the chest as well. And it got to the point where the only thing that was holding him up was the gun that he was firing from. But he still refused to give up his position and still carried on firing, even up to the point where the German ship destroyer that was attacking them came alongside and actually took control of the boat. He still continued firing up to this point, even when they were asking for the boat to surrender. He still just continued firing. But say the boat did get taken, was captured, and Durrant was taken prisoner of war. And unfortunately, he died several days later from the wounds that he'd received in a German military hospital in Saint-Nazaire at the time. And then what happened was basically a week later, the commander of the German destroyer came across the commander who had been captured and was in the prisoner of war camp, and mentioned the action and Durrant's actions during the raid, and suggested that he should be put forward for some form of high award for what he did. Because obviously the VC was given posthumously to Durrant because he had died of his wounds. So the VC was presented by King George VI to Sergeant Durrant's mother at Buckingham Palace on the 29th of October in 1946. The medal was loaned to the museum in around about the 1950s, and eventually it got gifted to the museum in 2009. And this was obviously given to the museum as Durrant was a Royal Engineer who was part of the No. 1 Commando Units. So they thought it would be a good home for his medal.